The newsroom feels tight and loud, fluorescent lights buzzing over rows of screens. The air smells like stale coffee and warm printer toner. Photographer Jen drops a memory card on your desk. "Got something explosive," she says. You pull up the images from today's protest. Smoke hangs in the street, police in riot gear shove forward. Then you hit one frame, and your stomach drops. An officer has his baton raised over a protester curled on the pavement, mouth open in a shout. In the background, a plainclothes officer stands with his gun drawn. His face is sharp in focus, clearly recognizable. You know that face. He was honored last year for undercover work. If this photo runs unaltered, his cover could be blown by tonight. Extremist groups have doxed officers before. His family could become a target. Jen leans in, urgent. She says the photo proves police infiltration of protest groups, and that the public deserves to see it as is. She argues that hiding him lets the department deny what it's doing. The editor-in-chief peers over your shoulder, finger already hovering over the send to print queue. "We go to print in 20 minutes," she says. "If we miss it, everyone else will. You have to decide how this photo runs, if it runs at all. What's your call?"